Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Filene's George Hoffheimer talking about their latest results from their Underbanked Services Incubator. Some amazing stats here, so check it out. Hey, we're talking about something pretty cool that you guys are doing. It's called Underbanked Services Incubator. And for those folks out there, and there's probably not too many, but for those out there who may not realize what it is or what it's all about, can you give us a quick recap on what it's all about?
Sure. Well, I think it's no surprise to many of your listeners and to the industry that there's a significant portion of the population. As of last count, it's about 24 million households, or one in every five households in the U.S., that is considered underbanked or unbanked.
Whoa.
And they typically get their financial services through alternative financial services providers, which may be convenient, but the pricing is not very beneficial for consumers. Mm-hmm. So Filene, along with other institutions, including the Ford Foundation, said there's got to be a better way. There's innovative ideas out there that are working on a small scale. What can we do to figure out which ideas can really have an impact for these affected consumers? Mm-hmm. So over the past 18 to 24 months, we've been testing ideas in the marketplace. We have initial results now, and we're going to be continuing on this work with new products and service ideas going forward.
Right on.
So it's basically an incubator where we're testing new ideas, yeah. See if they work, some don't. The ones that do work, we're going to advance for the benefit of not just credit unions, but all financial institutions in the U.S.
Can you give us some quick examples of like what's worked and maybe perhaps a couple that maybe may not have worked?
Sure. So this latest round of the incubator, which has been going on for almost 2 years now, we tested five product ideas. Two of them are actually advancing to further development. I'll talk about those first. One is a concept called non-prime auto loans, mm-hmm. which came to us from the National Credit Union Foundation. And the idea there is that a reliable set of wheels is the ticket to many people's ability to just have gainful employment.
Yep.
Problem is low-income individuals have very poor credit, and the underwriting criteria that establishes what they would pay for an auto loan is very expensive, putting wheels, reliable wheels, out of reach for many people. So non-prime auto is a very simple concept. It's an auto loan targeted towards non-prime individuals, mm-hmm. with different underwriting criteria to ensure that we get the rates at an affordable cost for most consumers. Put it out there in the marketplace. About a dozen credit unions took us up on the offer and saw a tremendous amount of demand for it. The target market was exactly the target market that we were going for. We were able to we're in the process right now of quantifying how much we saved individuals, but it was a very promising idea and one that illustrates that, yes, you can lend money to non-prime consumers and get payback on an auto loan.
Successful. Yeah, we just had, actually, I'm sorry to interrupt. I mean, we had Gigi Hyland on the show a couple weeks ago, and she talked about that very same thing. So, yeah, very cool stuff.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've learned with the incubator is that some of the more effective ideas are the ones that are not extremely innovative. It's kind of going back to the basics. And then, so another idea that was successful is a concept called Borrow and Save, mm-hmm. where it's trying to replace that short-term dollar credit, the product that every credit union started with back in the 30s,
yeah.
Was, hey, I need an advance on my payday. I need just short-term credit for whatever reason. As we know, the payday lenders, do very brisk business, charge a lot of money. So can we create a product that charges less money, but also has a forced saving component to it? Mm-hmm. And once again, this product was tested by about 10 credit unions over a 2-year time period and generated approximately $3 million in loans.
Wow.
In a relatively short amount of time, with almost $1 million in savings, with the idea that you borrow the money, you have a forced savings component. Mm-hmm. The next time you need a payday or a short-term credit loan, you already have a savings.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
So simple concepts, but we just need to show that they actually work in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And we're really fortunate. 42 credit unions raised their hand and said, hey, we want to test these ideas all over the country. And those are two of the more effective ideas, mm-hmm. out there. There was one idea that I love, but it took a little bit time to get off the ground, so the data didn't really support how successful it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finding that given more time, this idea can be successful. Very simple concept. Once again, going back to the future of how credit unions started, it's a concept called employer-sponsored small dollar loans.
Okay.
Where credit unions create a relationship with employers that have low and moderate income workers, and they basically offer a loan that is not used, no credit score is pulled. You can have up to $1,000 in borrowing, and it's just a low-cost credit that's offered to the consumer that lasts about 6 months. The innovation, the quote-unquote innovation, is that the repayment is through direct deposit through the employer back to the credit union.
Nice.
So that one was a little bit more complex, didn't quite fit into the existing systems of credit unions.
Yeah.
But after almost now 2 years in the marketplace, we've seen about $1 million worth of loan volume through certain clusters throughout the United States. The idea came to us from North Country Federal Credit Union up in Burlington, Vermont. They had been doing this for a number of years, been worked on a small scale for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, hey, let's try this throughout the country. So we've got clusters of credit unions working on this,
yeah.
Notably in and around Denver and also in and around Toledo, Ohio, and then Savannah, Georgia.
So these are all kind of, it's almost kind of like beta testing, you know? It's and then how soon do you see these going from beta to like mainstream? I mean, they're all kind of, you know, working the bugs out and all that type of stuff, just like what Google would do or Apple or whomever. But these are really fantastic ideas to beta test and then to, again, get all the bugs worked out. How long does it take for these to go to mainstream?
Well,
is that your goal?
That's really the big question, because
yeah.
Testing the ideas and saying, hey, it worked, you know, that doesn't really help anyone. So the next phase of this project is taking those two ideas that I talked about first, borrow and save and non-prime auto loan, and putting them through a more rigorous feasibility testing, where we take all the lessons learned. We have the data, now we can go out to credit unions and say, hey, this works,
mm-hmm.
consumers liked it, and by the way, it's financially sustainable. So
mm-hmm.
we've got that data, but the other stuff that credit unions will need and other financial institutions, you know, because we're doing this for the benefit of American consumers,
nice.
What they'll also need is they'll need implementation guides. How do we actually operationalize this, right? What are the technology requirements? In many cases, the most successful ideas had very little technology requirements, which is another interesting finding.
Yeah.
Full regulatory review. Sample marketing plans. How do we communicate something like this? Who do we communicate it to?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, after the research is done, which is going to be at the end of this year, we're concurrently building out basically these big implementation/feasibility guides to be able to give to financial institutions and say, here,
wow.
You need to do this. And the end goal of the grant is to have at least one extremely large mainstream financial institution say, you know what, we're gonna do that. So that's the change that we hope to institute at the end of the road.
Cool.
We know that the credit unions that are testing these ideas are gonna continue to use them.
Why not, yeah.
And so that's the real goal for all of this work. And I'll share some really great statistics. I talked about 42 credit unions.
Yeah.
We're part of this incubator, testing 5 products and impacting 12,000 consumers. And then the total loan portfolio, so most of these products were loans. There were some savings components to it. The entire loan portfolio was $105 million.
What?
So for a grant, and the grant that we got from Ford Foundation was sizable for an organization our size. It was about $700,000.
Yes.
We were able to leverage that with the help and hard work of these 42 credit unions and all of the staff that's associated with it. Into $105 million portfolio.
Good grief. That's so cool.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. And, so that's really the end goal, Mike, is to take these ideas and put them into practice. So we're working with lots of top-notch people in the compliance area and the marketing area. We're working with Weber Marketing to kind of say, mm-hmm. hey, these are two great ideas. How would you market them?
Mm-hmm.
This is how you marketed them on a beta basis.
Yeah.
You know, how do you basically... you know, operationalize this and turn it into a turnkey type of thing
mm-hmm.
you can to any institution and just, hey, let's offer non-prime auto loans to low and moderate income consumers in our field of membership.
Yeah, I mean, just hand them the guidebook or the manual and say, all right, here's all the data, here's the proof in the pudding, here are the steps to take. go for it. You know, oh my gosh, what a great, oh. I would think this stuff would start happening like sometime next year, do you think? Or do you need still need?
Yeah. So our grant with Ford Foundation, and we're not really a grant funded organization. We get support from all the people that are probably listening today. Mm-hmm. So this was a little bit of a different shift for us. So the grant ends in spring of 2016. Mm-hmm. So by that time, we hope to get some sort of commitment from a large institution to say, yep, we're going to do it. So that's the last part of our activity as it relates to that. But the cool news is that now we're starting on round two.
Nice.
So we're now recruiting for a new set of products to test. And Ford Foundation has indicated that they're going to provide some funding to help with that. But then we've also had another organization step up. I don't think I would be, it's all over our website, but Visa International is coming out and saying, we want to help you grow this concept, because they also have a goal of global financial inclusion. So right now we're in the recruitment phase of, hey, five new products. We need more credit unions to raise their hand for testing. And we're just going to replicate this. And the target market's a little bit different. This next round of the incubator is focused on reaching minority households.
Okay.
And if you put the Venn diagram of low, moderate income, underbanked, unbanked individuals, it's a really strong overlap of minority populations in the U.S.
Yeah.
The previous one. So.
So what does, I mean, kind of looking at the 64,000 foot level, I mean, what impacts or opportunities do you see for credit, or how do credit unions fit in here? I mean, obviously they're a major player in this whole thing. They're kind of the conduit to getting all this stuff to the consumer. So, I mean, how do you see it impacting the industry?
I see it impacting in a number of ways. You know, I think the first step is we've all done a lot of thinking about the problem how do you get people in the financial mainstream? We've tried lots of things. We've tried financial literacy. You know, we've tried counseling, but what we're seeing is from these efforts and others' efforts is that products that are designed for the needs of consumers are the most important thing. So we've done a lot of thinking about it. We've done a lot right now. So we've taken those insights from our research and mm-hmm. from experiences, and now the thing that I've just described on the incubator is that we've done things with it. And now the next thing is to really change, right? So, you know, and it mirrors what our tagline is at Killeen, it's think, do, change.
Right.
So what we hope to do through this incubator is to be essentially like an outsourced R&D function for credit unions and say, hey, you know what, we want to be part of the solution to a growing part of the population, which is low and moderate income consumers.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, we're going to test them, we're going to take some risk, we're going to find that, hey, some of the ideas work, some of them don't, but at the end of the day, we're going to have a handful of ideas that credit unions can say, hey, we were part of creating the solution to that. So I think that has, you know, the obvious benefits for the industry are a larger consumer base that's underserved.
Mm-hmm.
That's why credit unions were formed. I think it has implications for public policy to be able to illustrate there is a true credit union difference. We were at the forefront of coming up with these ideas that are having a huge impact. You know, I think from a differentiation or strategy perspective, mm-hmm. credit unions can now be able to illustrate with real numbers and real impact to say, you know, the reason that we're nonprofit and cooperative, you know, it allows us to do these things that perhaps other investor-owned organizations wouldn't touch. And look at the impact that we're having. Yeah. We've got real numbers here. So,
God, you know, George, I mean, not only is this like so impactful for the industry in a positive way, but it sounds like a lot of fun as well, because you guys get to test these cool ideas and see if it works. You know, I mean, you guys are kind of the Thomas Edisons of I'm gonna say you're inventing stuff, but you're trying stuff out and, you know, seeing if it works, you know, and in a kind of a controlled way, you know, in a low risk way. And so, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. And again, it's putting credit unions on the forefront and leading the way and really pushing the envelope here. It sounds like a really cool deal here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would make the hugest shout out possible to my colleague Cynthia Campbell.
Yes,
Killeen, who I'm sure has been on this show, or everyone that's listening knows. She came to us from Tinker Federal Credit Union, and she got this program off the ground through lots of grit and determination. To get, you know, convincing 42 credit unions to take a chance on ideas that were kind of proven, but kind of not. And as you know, in our industry, it's heavily regulated and innovation is not necessarily encouraged.
Yeah.
We hope that this is like this little sandbox where people can play. And it is fun. It's tiring. But it's, you know, it's having an impact, you know, a small organization that can have an impact on a pretty large scale. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Exactly. All right. To wrap up, George, I mean, two things. Where can folks find out more about this incubator program and how can they get involved? How can credit unions get involved? How can even other companies besides, you know, the foundation and Visa and the four, how can other companies get involved to kind of support this and push it and drive it?
So if you look at Flaine.org, there's on our front banner, there's information that links through to our new incubator. It's called Reaching Minority Households Incubator. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of opportunities for credit unions to raise their hand and say, hey, I want to be a tester. And the idea with the testing is not testing with your entire membership. It's testing probably with a couple hundred members. So really, really low risk, low cost opportunity for credit unions to get involved with new ideas. Second thing is, hey, if you've got an idea that you've been working on,
yeah,
a credit union, or if there's startups that are out there or other organizations within the financial services system that have ideas on products to better serve consumers, following that link as well, you can learn more information. We have a webinar scheduled for November 5th, November 12th, just to learn more about these activities. And then on the existing incubator that we're finishing up, we'll be having a variety of outputs that people can read, digest, and hopefully taking the best ideas and putting them into practice to impact American consumers.
Right on. All right, right on. It's all about sharing and caring. This is just wonderful stuff, George. Thank you so much for taking time out.